You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Paramount Pictures has entered into a partnership with the Chinese video platform Youku Tudu. Naver is stepping up its efforts in the global cloud-based B2B software market, and the Iranian government has come under fire for its increasingly strict censorship of websites and mobile apps in the country. Paramount Pictures has entered into a partnership with the Chinese video platform Youku Tudu. Youku Tudu is the most popular online video platform in China with around 500 million monthly active users. The partnership means that over 100 Paramount Picture films, including Star Trek, Mission Impossible, and Transformers, will be available on Youku Tudu's platform. A spokesperson from the company commented on the partnership, saying, "With top-branded content such as Paramount Pictures' array of films, our commitment to enhancing our subscription services to create a premium experience and drive consumer-based revenue continues in earnest." Youku Tudu now has over 4,000 foreign and domestic films in its library. The online video market is hotting up in China at the moment. Earlier this year, Baidu-owned iQIYI announced plans to acquire 1,000 Hollywood titles to add to its collection. The e-commerce company Alibaba has also announced the launch of its own online video streaming service, Tmall Box Office, with international giant Netflix also set to enter the market later this year. The Korean search giant Naver is stepping up its efforts to compete with the likes of Microsoft in the global cloud-based B2B software market. From next month, it will start charging for its Naver Work service, which has provided businesses with web office, email, and online calendar services for free for the last year. It's also updated its B2B app called OneApp to include voiceover IP capabilities, allowing businesses to make calls wherever there is a wireless internet connection. It's also taking steps to capture the lucrative Japanese B2B market, having established a subsidiary in the country earlier this year. Naver has also said it will invest over 100 billion won, equivalent to around $85 million, in its advanced hardware business. Reporters Without Borders has criticized the Iranian government for its increasingly strict censorship of websites and mobile apps in the country. The Iranian government has been implementing so-called intelligent filtering to limit or stop traffic to websites and apps that it deems immoral. Reporters Without Borders have said that the censorship goes far beyond content that could be reasonably considered immoral, however. For example, the social messaging apps WhatsApp, WeChat, Viber, Telegram, and Tango have all been intelligently filtered. It's also been reported that websites about women's rights, human rights, religion, and politics have fallen victim to intelligent filtering also. Reporters Without Borders also accuses Iran of blocking access to content that criticizes the regime, but the Iranian government insists that it only wants to protect society from immoral harm. Payfort has released new research into the e-commerce market in the Middle East. The Arab e-commerce market is worth an estimated $7 billion, with the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt being the three top countries in terms of the amount of money spent. The report also revealed distinct seasonal and demographic trends. E-commerce was most popular during November and December, and males aged 26 to 35 were the most likely to buy online. The gender imbalance was most pronounced in Egypt, where almost 80% of online shoppers were men. Egypt also had the strongest age imbalance, where shoppers aged between 26 and 35 accounted for a whopping 50% of all online shoppers. Plane tickets, electronics, and clothes were the most popular items to be bought online. Online retail sites are increasingly turning to social media in order to boost their reach and attract shoppers. Facebook was the most popular social platform for e-commerce brands, with Instagram and Twitter taking second and third place, respectively. And finally, the Finnish Postal Service Poster Group has tested parcel delivery by drone. Over 4 days, it transported parcels weighing up to 3 kilograms, flying distances up to 5 miles. There were some issues, such as the first test flight ending up landing some distance away from the intended landing site due to winds. Postie Group estimates it will take a couple more years until the technology is perfected. It hopes that the use of drones for parcel delivery will eventually improve delivery times for e-commerce purchases. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Also, be sure to visit webcertain.tv for further news stories and in-depth interviews with industry professionals.